Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it is going to be sunny today. We'll have a high close to 80 degrees. Kenosha, 55 at this hour. It's up to 50 now in Burlington, had been 46 earlier. Milwaukee, 59, 57 degrees in Racine. Police in Kenosha looking into a shooting incident from Sunday morning at around 8:30 or so, the 6700 block of 24th Avenue. A news release providing very few details other than that the initial 911 call was about shots fired and it sent officers to a residence in that block. They found an adult male inside one of the homes with a gunshot wound, the victim taken to one of the hospitals, unknown condition. The release further asking the public for help to figure out who did it, to call the police detective unit or to Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers Group. There's a woman who's accused of killing her ex-boyfriend in Kenosha and is now back from the Great Northwest. This after a cross-country extradition bus trip by the U.S. Marshal's Office. Donna Matthews could be involved in two court appearances today. Still on the schedule, a 9 a.m. appearance before Kenosha Judge Bruce Schrader on a judicial substitution motion. And then there's the matter of her formal first appearance on the murder allegation, either this afternoon or tomorrow. Both she and her brother, Derek Matthews, facing charges of being a party to first-degree intentional homicide. Derek Matthews accused of giving his sister the murder weapon. The victim, Michael Gahan, and Donna Matthews reportedly had been involved in an off-and-on stormy relationship in recent years. In Kenosha County, two people hurt with a single-vehicle crash that occurred last evening at Highways 45 and 50 in Bristol. One person reportedly trapped in the wreckage with significant injuries. Flight for Life was brought in to pick up that individual and take that person up to Frederick Hospital. The other patient had to be taken to St. Catherine's Medical Center. Other information on the accident is not yet available. In Mount Pleasant, locating a cell tower placement, no big deal. 125-footer proposed for some vacant farmland at 2215 Airline Road. In the old days, this would have brought out a big crowd, but state law got changed, number of things have happened, and very few people, if any, show up for any of these hearings any longer. The Village Plan Commission talked about this particular situation recently. Development Director Logan Martin explaining little impact, if any, because it is all vacant farm property, and really the tower will be located close to Airline Road, so not even close to any people as well.
The equipment area, as mentioned, is screened with a vinyl fence as well as 36 arborvita plantings shown on sheet A1 within the packet. In 2013, State Statute 66.0404 was adopted and in turn left little room for local regulation of new cellular antenna structures or co-locations, limiting the village's power relating to regulation on aesthetics, height, setbacks, etc. Village Ordinance Chapter 86 is not enforceable with regard to this particular tower.
The only citizen comment, if you will, was an inquiry. Placement of the tower, and as we told you, going to be closer to Airline Road. So no big turnout for that gathering that was at the Village Plan Commission recently. Coming up tonight, though, the Village Board in Mount Pleasant is going to be considering possible action during its regular meeting on the Highway V Water and Sewer Project Special Assessments. That'll draw a crowd because there'll be a public hearing as well at 6 o'clock prior to the regular board meeting taking place. The hearing is whether to amend, cancel, or confirm the assessments in a previous resolution. Computer-driven ticket buying. It's ticked off a lot of people lately to the point of somebody's doing something. That person is a member of Congress.
In 2009, New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell heard from Bruce Springsteen fans upset about tickets not being available just hours after going on sale. And then he learned about ticket brokers using computers to literally snap up any available ticket and later selling it for twice the original cost. Labeled the Boss Act, his legislation would crack down on the use of bots to buy tickets, and it's still waiting for action. Meanwhile, Springsteen and E Street Band have three shows this coming week at MetLife Stadium. No word on whether Pascrell has a ticket. I'm Pat Piper.
And Brewers legend Robin Yount sold some stuff recently, about $200,000 worth. 72 items on auction. This thing actually began online August 3rd, and it ran until this past Saturday. Among the items, the bat with his 3,000th hit for $49,000. The ball involved in that, just over $34,000. He sold the items to downsize and move into a new home. There's a joint meeting of Union Grove tonight of the Village Board, the Plan Commission, and the Community Development Authority to consider four projects involving residential development and a former grain mill location. Presentations listed on the agenda by LM Consulting of West Bend for a senior housing complex that would be built in several phases near the old Canadian Pacific tracks. Sawwall Development is based in Sussex, proposing a total of five apartment buildings with 78 total units. The other two listed presenters tonight, Girard Companies, headquartered in La Crosse, and Oak Ridge Care Center. No details on what they're specifically proposing. Oak Ridge currently operates a skilled long-term rehab facility in the Grove on 8th Avenue, as well as a nearby assisted living facility. Girard's website boasting of Midwest housing development for almost 60 years. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee is meeting at City Hall in Room 307 at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Among the agenda items, a police department request to accept a formal agreement with the Mount Pleasant, Village of Mount Pleasant, that is, for the use of an indoor shooting range. And also request approval for the sale in full-size and cremation graves over at Mount Cemetery, a new section there. And the city attorney's request for another lawyer to help reduce the need for hiring outside legal help. City of Racine borrows money to accomplish certain projects or to make certain purchases, and when the opportunity to refinance that debt arises, well, the move is made without hesitation. Two recent issues the Common Council approved were from Robert W. Baird in charge of that, $11.7 million for the capital improvement borrowing this year. That carries an interest rate of 1.698%. The other issue, $3.7 million for the water utility and a refinancing, the interest rate on that, 1.3%, geared strictly at cost savings, according to Brad Vigout from Baird, who explained that the city's SP1 and A-plus ratings on these respective refinancing issues, both very good based on the city's history.
SP1 plus is the highest rating that that Standard & Poor's assigns to short-term debt. The A-plus rating is the rating that's assigned to the water revenue bonds. It's based on the criteria that Standard & Poor's uses for essential service enterprise systems, so it's a different criteria than Standard & Poor's would use in evaluating the city's general obligation debt. A-plus is the highest rating in that A category. Above the A-plus, there's a AA category, and then AAA is the highest bond rating that Standard & Poor's assigns.
Both resolutions to save the city some big bucks in terms of financing, six figures, unanimously approved. Kenosha's Mayor John Andramian, as you know, has been talking lately about future downtown development, including a big parking structure east of the post office with any future development. Now there's word that there's a raise order that was issued last week on the only existing parking ramp, though the demolition of that facility is probably nowhere in immediate sight. City officials ordered the ramp closed 7 months ago. It's just north of the old downtown bank building on 57th Street. The reason? Serious structural deficiencies. The owner agrees with that, but they do not agree on how much it's going to cost to make repairs. Paul McDonough owns the former bank building across the street. Those tenants, he says, need the parking ramp, and they say it would cost about $150,000. That's his opinion. City's hired contractor says it's more like $330,000. That is more than half the value of the structure. So the raise order was sought by the city per an existing ordinance. City Administrator Frank Bassetti points out dialogue about a mutually acceptable agreement is always still possible. Owen Governor Walker is scheduled to be in the Kenosha area this morning, stopping at Kennel Manufacturing in the 10200 block of 55th Street. His office says it's to highlight further reductions in the unemployment insurance tax for Wisconsin companies and the state of the UI Trust Fund. The governor will first be touring that facility, then talking with company officials. Then he'll talk to the workers and reporters who are hanging around, and then hopefully just the reporters. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.